you, mate.
Two massive games of AFL prelim finals, and the two full sides will be playing this weekend, and that's where they finished. That's where the dominoes fell. Port Adelaide and Richmond at the Adelaide Oval tonight. The bookies have framed the market there, and I think Port Adelaide just marginally favourites, but gee, there's not much between these two sides because they both play roughly about the same, don't they?
Yeah, look, it's honestly a toss of the coin for me, both of these games. I thought as the week went on, I'd be able to, you know, pick a winner, but for me, 50-50 either way. As you say, Port will start slight favourites tonight with the bookies, $1.80 to $2, but, you know, we know what Richmond can do at this time of year. They're so experienced. They don't care where they play. They can just get it done. So, look, it wouldn't surprise me if they won. And I've been backing Port for a while now. They haven't really put a foot wrong this year, have they? So I won't jump off them yet, but I would not be surprised at all if Richmond won tonight. And then tomorrow night, Brisbane starting favourites with the bookies in that game. But we all know Geelong's record over them. So we all knew Richmond's record over Brisbane a couple of weeks ago now too, didn't we? And it didn't deter the Lions in the end. I reckon they've learned a lot from last final series last year. So, look, honestly, I don't know, Lee.
Well, the week before, Geelong didn't play that bad against Port Adelaide, really. It was just the kicking for goal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it was only two and a bit goals, and Tom Hawkins kicked one goal five, so he kicks five goals one. It could have been a completely different story. So it just reiterates there's not much between the sides that are combating the prelim finals this weekend.
No, it's not. And, you know, particularly the second game, there's a lot of little subplots to the game, isn't there? Obviously, Brisbane have it set up for themselves that they could play in a home final, and that won't happen for another 100 years, probably. So a very rare opportunity. I'm sure that will motivate them to get the job done. But Geelong have got their own motivation, and that's Gary Ablett, and that could be potentially his final game as an AFL player tomorrow night if they don't win. So I'm sure I'd love to send him out in a positive note with the premiership. So I just can't wait for it. Cannot wait. It's going to be awesome.
Local level, the TSL, the big grand final, will play at Utan Stadium tomorrow between North Launceston and Launceston. Two sides that are no strangers to the pointy ends of the season.
No, they're not. And I was lucky enough to be in Lonnie yesterday, and the build-up's been awesome there. It's the first time these two clubs have played off in a grand final since 1985, would you believe?
Wow.
Just being across the river from each other. So, and the first time since 2014, since two Launceston teams have been in the grand final. That was the Western Storm and North Launceston. And that's really when North Lonnie's golden run began, their first of their now five premierships. They're looking for six out of 7 years tomorrow, which is an incredible achievement. But Lonnie, yeah, they've been really good this year, the Blues. As I was saying yesterday, their younger guys have really strong bodies now. They've sort of taken that next step this year. And they defeated North Launceston earlier this year for the first time since 2013. So they've been a long time between drinks. So, as I said to Mitch Thorpe yesterday, he's probably sitting there a little bit more comfortable than what he would have been if they hadn't knocked him off in that round two clash. So, yeah, again, a toss of the coin this one as well, but given North Lonnie's finals experience, it'd be hard if you'd be a brave man to tip against them. But, yeah, I'll go with them, but I reckon it'll be a cracking contest.
It's good to see we got a statewide grand final happening this year after what's been going on.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Full credit to AFL Tasmania and for getting it up and running. It's been awesome. And, you know, a lot of places around the country haven't been able to play footy this year. So we're pretty lucky down here. A big SFL grand final in the South tomorrow as well, which has caused some headlines during the week for a number of reasons. So, yeah, footy's alive and well in Tassie this year, which is great.
Believe it or not, there is Bathurst happening on Sunday. And forwards Cam Waters is a leading contender to claim his maiden Bathurst 1000. He dominated the opening day of practice at Mount Panorama, didn't he, Brent?
Yeah, he did. Absolutely. So it's all set up for a big weekend. It's going to look a little bit different, isn't it, without the crowd there at Mount Panorama. But I'm sure on the track it's going to be as hot as ever. We know Scotty McLaughlin's already wrapped up the series this year. So, but Bathurst is almost a championship in itself, isn't it?
Sure is.
The drivers want to win. So no doubt they'll all be out there gunning to do that. There was a bit of controversy last year with McLaughlin's win. So that's been brought up the last 24 hours, I noticed. So, yeah, can't wait for that either on the weekend. Some big horse racing action as well. We've got the Tasmanian Rugby Grand Final as well. Devonport's involved in that. So, look, if you're a sports nuffy like me, you're not going to know where to look over the weekend. It's awesome.
Good on you, Brent. We better let you go. Always appreciate your time. So we'll have a bit of a chat to you next Friday morning. Weeknights at 6 o'clock. It's Tassie's number one news service, Win News. Good on you, Brent.
Thanks, Lee. I hope to be talking to you from Brisbane next Friday if I can get a ticket on Sunday. So wish me luck for that. And hopefully I'll be at the big dance.